This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about the School of Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. The Simmons Cancer Institute at SIU serves the people of Central and Southern Illinois by addressing their present and future cancer care needs through medical education, biomedical research, patient care, and community service. Their outreach efforts, such as the Side-by-Side Wellness Program, help people touched by cancer meet their emotional, physical, and mental health needs. Sound and Query is kicking off the school year with Christy Lesson, the Simmons Cancer Institute's outreach coordinator. Thanks for visiting with us, Christy. It's nice to have you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're an outreach coordinator and you're in charge of organizing the events and programs like the Side-by-Side Wellness Program. Could you tell us a little bit about that program in particular?
Sure. The Side-by-Side Program is through Simmons Cancer Institute at SIU School of Medicine. We offer various classes for cancer patients, survivors, and caregivers, and we are working side-by-side with them and helping them with alternative therapies. We offer yoga, tai chi, qigong, a fitness class. We also have Reiki, which is a hands-on energy technique, but people need to have an appointment for that. The other classes, they can come whenever they want. The classes are just ongoing. They don't have to start at a particular time, or it's not an 8-week program or anything like that. The facilitators are phenomenal in the fact that they work with each person on their own individual capabilities.
This sounds like a really cool program, and it's for patients, caregivers. So is this for specifically for people that work with Simmons, or exactly who's welcome to come?
Anybody who is receiving cancer treatment, regardless of where they're receiving treatment, family members of cancer patients, caregivers of cancer patients. Basically, if you have been touched by cancer in your life, you're welcome to attend these classes.
That's really cool. How can people get a hold of the schedule so they know when to come?
Our schedule is on our website, which is www.siumed.edu/cancer.
Okay, and I will have a link on the podcast website, so if anybody wants to check that out, that will be right here on the
page.
So I mentioned this, it sounds like a really cool program. And do you know, are there any other programs in the area, or exactly how did you get the inspiration for this? When did it start?
I am not aware of any other programs, especially that are free to patients and caregivers in the area. I cannot take credit for the program, unfortunately. The program was there before I came on board 4 years ago and has been there since the Cancer Institute opened its doors on Carpenter Street. It was the brainchild of a previous cancer patient who was working at the Cancer Institute at the time.
So it's been going on for over 4 years. This is a pretty long-standing program, which is great. How is it funded? Where do you get the funds for these free classes?
We're very fortunate in the fact that the Denim and Diamonds program that is the Simmons Cancer Institute's largest fundraiser, part of the money raised for that, a big portion of it goes for cancer research, but then part of that money is also for the classes that go on within the Side-by-Side program. We do pay for the yoga instructor and the other instructors as well. So that money does come out of the Denim and Diamonds funds.
That's another good reason for anybody to come to.
Yes, Denim and Diamonds is actually going to be held on October 15th. And on our website as well, they can find out any information or order tickets as well. There is a silent auction items that are just phenomenal to choose from, live auction items, and a lot of times the big money maker is a full-blooded lab puppy. I don't know what the puppy's going to be this year. I just know that it has been in the past, and the puppy is at Denim and Diamonds as well.
That's cute. So if you want a puppy or a good time, or you just want to donate to the Cancer Institute, then check out the website and see how you can get a ticket to
Denim and Diamonds. And you don't have to dress up.
That's a plus. And you pay for the for a few of the instructors. You specifically mentioned yoga and
Tai Chi.
But who teaches the other classes? It sounds because you did have a very wide variety.
Carol Dunaway is our yoga and Pilates instructor. And Matt Jackson is the instructor for Tai Chi, Qigong, and fitness. And if you're unfamiliar with what Qigong is, Matt likes to refer to it as a standing yoga. he suggests a lot of times that people come to Qigong before they start Tai Chi. They both kind of give you the same relaxation and help with balance and things like that. But Qigong seems to be a prerequisite, not really required, but, you know, just kind of like the 101 class for Tai Chi.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I know a lot of people might be a little bit, not intimidated, but wary of starting with Tai Chi. So it's nice that you have a suggested order. You do have a wide variety of classes, but are you open to suggestions from participants?
Yeah, since I've been in the wellness program, I've been with the wellness program for 3 years. I've been with Simmons for four. The fitness class is a new class since I've started, and the Pilates class is a new class. So we're always open to other suggestions and ideas that patients or caregivers may suggest. We've tried starting a couple of other classes that had a lot of interest but didn't really take off. One of them was an adult coloring class. A lot of people seemed very interested in it, but nobody came. We had a meditation class, and, you know, it was kind of the same thing.
This is completely an aside, but for anybody that is interested in coloring, I know the public library does have an adult coloring night.
There you go.
So even though it didn't take off for you, there's an alternative place to go for those of you interested in coloring.
Well, and it is a very relaxing activity. I mean, and that's one of the things, you know, people who are going through cancer treatment or family members of those who are going through cancer treatments need that downtime and need to be able to just step away from that and not think about what's going on. And that's why we try to have these side-by-side programs.
Yeah, it sounds like it can give people an idea of different ways that they can go and step outside and get the stress. So if you can find something that even necessarily isn't a class that does give you the relaxation and the type of meditation, then...
Right.
What is your personal favorite part of the side-by-side wellness program?
My favorite part of the side-by-side wellness program is actually getting to meet all the participants. I feel like I've gotten to know quite a few of them. I consider them friends, and it's fun to sit around and listen to them joke and get to meet people that they wouldn't necessarily be around and develop relationships that way. I just enjoy seeing that on a day-to-day basis.
A lot of connections.
Yes.
Sounds like. Generally, how many people come to the class? You mentioned that there are a few that you didn't have enough participants. So how many people generally come, and where do you sort of draw the line at deciding?
We never turn anybody away for the classes. And it varies from day to day to week to week, with it being classes that aren't necessarily ongoing to where they have to come to so many sessions. You know, we have people who come every week, twice a week to some of the classes. And, you know, if they have something else pop up and they can't make it, then they just don't come. So we've had anywhere from as few as two to as many as 15. All of these classes are located on the third floor of the Cancer Institute. So, I mean, it's a nice large room for people to be able to spread out and do a lot of these activities as well.
Aside from the side-by-side wellness program, what type of outreach does Simmons offer? And do you have anything coming up that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, I'm also the outreach coordinator for Simmons Cancer Institute. That's my primary role. Wellness is outreach as well. But we also are part of the Regional Cancer Partnership, which has a lot of different agencies within Central Illinois membered. And we are holding a prostate screening for men ages 40 and over on September 26th. So men that may be interested or may need to or want to have a prostate screening, they need to be on the lookout for ads in the paper, Facebook notices, tweets about the prostate screening. It's going to be held at the Sangamon County Department of Public Health. And then we're very fortunate with the memorial affiliate of Komen, the Susan G. Komen Foundation. They have awarded us past few years with a grant to host Mammogram Mondays. We do that through the Regional Cancer Partnership as well. And Memorial Medical Center through the Bayless Breast Center, St. John's Hospital, and Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital in Lincoln offer free mammograms for uninsured and underinsured women each Monday in October. And that will be on our Facebook page and tweeted out as well.
Thanks so much, Christy. It was a pleasure having you come. And thanks for all the work you do for the Springfield area as well.
Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, hopefully we can get more people interested in coming to the classes.
I hope so.
We want to be able to offer as much as we can to those that need it.
Thanks for listening to Sound and Query. For more information about the library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.sangamonlibrary.org.
siumed.edu/lib.